Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screening baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, this mic's not hot enough. hey, everybody. My name is Doug and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies.
Coming to you once again from the UCB Theater on Franklin Avenue in Los Angeles, California. That much I could do without looking at the script. It's October! The first, to be specific. And I'm very excited to be doing three editions of Doug Loves Scary Movies this year on October 26th at 4:20 at Comedy Works in Denver, October 31st, a.k.a. Halloween, at the Punchline in Sacramento, and November 1st, because, you know, Halloween weekends is going to rage on at 4:20 at Cobb's in San Francisco. Wear a movie-themed costume and we'll be selling I Love Scary Movie posters made by the awesome Box Brown after the shows. You know what else I'm excited about? Seeing some name tags. I see a can of Coke. That doesn't really read as a name tag. Hereditony, you win. Not only does it say Hereditony and has me smoking a scary giant rolled up pre-roll, also some Sour Patch Kids are hanging at the bottom, their lives in the balance. So great job, dude. And I see that there's more than, yeah, there's 5, 6, maybe 8 name tags. So we are good to go for later in the show. Let's bring the house lights back down because I don't want to look people in the eyes. Doug Plugs, Doug Loves Movies is back right here. It used to be Franklin in L.A. next Tuesday, October 8th. And this weekend, I'm doing stand-up at the Santa Ana Star Casino, Albuquerque adjacent. So excited to be in Breaking Bad lands. Especially with the Breaking Bad movie El Camino coming out. That's this Saturday at 4:20. If you live anywhere near there, you've seen the billboard. There's a huge billboard of me, and it says Saturday at 4:20, and I'm wearing a shirt that says "This is my Stony Sunday shirt" on the billboard. So there's going to be confusion. For more specific deets and tickets and info, go to DouglovesMovies.com.
That's DouglovesMovies.com. Yeah!
Cool!
Roll it!
The dancing part's not really catching on. Dugout. I'd like to do a dugout to Larry Hankin, who played Mr. Heckles on Friends. He was going to be a guest on the show tonight, but he canceled. It was, thank you. I'm allergic to when people cancel on me. Good luck with whatever it was you were going to promote, Larry. Because I guess I'd give him a second chance. I'd like to meet Mr. Heckles. Let's look at the prize bag. Got some good stuff. We got hot off the presses. A white, I've never seen a white one before, but a white Douglas Movies t-shirt. You can get those at douglovesshirts.com. I just got back from, I was in Charlotte, North Carolina, so I brought a copy of Charlotte Magazine. Winner can learn all about Charlotte, what's going on there. On the plane, they gave me Sir Kensington's condiments, and I'm anti-condiments, so I'm going to pass those along to someone else. I got a few copies of this, a card game called Unruly Bastards Season 1. So I'm giving those away to give them a plug. And, also got a Doug Benson pin from rockinpins.com and some rolling papers from Oregon's Finest. And this thing, Purple Rose Supply, hooked us up with... basically, it's like make your own blunt box. Nice. Box of blunts you can make. And it's all in a beautiful Ralph's grocery store bag that I paid 10 extra cents for. And I happily, because, you know, I'm messing up the environment, so I might as well also pay for it. Four guest chairs, as you can see. So let's give it up, you guys. For Rosa Salazar, Matt Fernandez, Amy Miller, and Dan Van Kirk. Here they come. Keep it going. So exciting. What a night. This is like the Olympics or something. Something big's going on here tonight. I don't know.
Hello.
Hi. Oh, who are you talking to, them or me?
Everyone. Hello. Hi.
Let's meet our guests individually, starting with this forward young lady. It's Rosa Salazar, everybody.
Oh. Hello. I'm Rosa Salazar. It's me.
Back for the third time on the show. Ready? Are you ready to battle, Angel, against these? You haven't been on since you did that movie.
That's right.
Yeah. And congratulations on that.
Thank you.
And what's going on now? What's your latest?
I quit.
You quit the biz?
I'm moving.
You're getting out of the game?
I'm getting out.
Oh, everybody misses you already.
I did a show on Amazon Prime called Undone.
Yes, I saw that.
Where I'm animated again.
And Bob Odenkirk's involved as well.
He's my dad.
Yeah, oh, okay. And when does it start? When can people start seeing it?
You can watch it right now.
As we speak.
You can pull out your phone and go to your Amazon Prime app.
Yeah,
and you can order stuff.
Yeah, everybody watch Undone instead of this. Thank you for being here. also joining us.
You're welcome.
Back for her 73rd appearance, it's Amy Miller!
Hi. Oh my God, I didn't know you were counting. I'm so flattered. What if you really were?
Wait, I have
How long have we been together?
Wait, I have one more question for Rosa.
Yes.
And I bet you have the same question. You were in Bird Box?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I also have that question.
I haven't watched Bird Box because I looked at it and went, what? But
oh, it's really fun. You should watch it.
You liked it?
Thank you. Yeah,
see, that's why that reminded me to bring it up because Amy watches all this stuff. And
what'd you think, Amy?
You enjoyed,
I watch a lot of female leads.
You enjoyed Rosa in this movie?
Well, I don't remember.
People don't know me unless I'm animated, I think, at this point. I have to be in some kind of animated
But
form.
What was your role?
I was banging Machine Gun Kelly in the laundry room.
Oh, hell yeah.
This girl goes, oh.
Oh, that's
now
awesome.
I remember. I didn't see it.
Well, I now don't you want to see it?
I do. But So do you have to wear a blindfold to not see the birds in the boxes?
Gotta watch it, find out.
Okay, all right. That's good tease. I like it. Sorry it took all your time up, Amy, talking to Rosa about Bird Box.
Thanks for having me.
I'm so sorry for Bird Box and that.
I don't care.
Also here joining us from, he's visiting from Florida. I'm going to ask what brought you here, but he's going to say a plane because that's what brought him here. It's Matt Fernandez, everybody.
One lonely cheer for Florida. Thank you.
Well, you know, the Florida crowds, they love you because every time I do a Doug Loves Movies or a stand-up show pretty much anywhere in Florida, I recruit you to participate.
And I appreciate
and
that.
And we always have a good time. Yeah. But what's going on out here in L.A.? What are you visiting for?
Today we got real high.
Yeah, we did getting Doug with...
Like I have
we
PTSD.
We did getting Doug with high
so
today.
High.
I hope you didn't come out here just for my two of my podcasts.
On the drive back today, I forgot I had gum, and then I found it in my pocket and let out a whimper, and the Uber driver was like, "Are you okay?" And I was like, "No, I'm not okay.
I'm gum happy. Just fucking drive,
just keep
you
going.
Son of
Don't
a
look
gun.
At me.
Do you still feel high right now?
No, I took a nap. I'm feeling okay now. Feeling
That's
pretty
all
normal.
You have to do?
I needed a nap because we did a lot of dabs today. We did a supersized episode, 90 minutes long with Todd Glass. Yeah, it's exhausting. And
Todd part.
Yeah. And it's then
so many words think, come out of him.
I think everyone involved had a nap today. I definitely had a nap to get.
Do a lot of words come out of me?
What if this is the bit? What if this is the whole
what
thing?
What if this is a bit? What if this is you're gonna say that it isn't a bit, but I'm gonna tell you how it is. And you're gonna tell me that I'm wrong, but I'm not. And here's why. Here's why. And I know what you're gonna say, Todd. Stop, Todd, don't say that. But I have to say it. Because if I don't say it, who's gonna? And if nobody else says it at all, then I'm one person speaking in an echo chamber. And I don't wanna stop saying that. Because if I do say that thing, and you're already saying, oh, you've gone on too long about this, and I understand that's a problem. But it's only a problem for the people who aren't listening. Am I listening? I feel like I'm the only one listening to me sometimes.
Yay.
Do I have to do that too? No, I don't think I can
that
do
was
that.
Perfect.
Now I'd like Dan to do the high version of Todd.
I don't know it.
That's Dan Van Kirk, everybody.
Hey, buddy.
So glad to
I was
have you
when
back
I saw you were
show.
Doing getting Doug. I was hoping you were going to do a live remote from the brand new Cannabis Cafe here in town.
Yeah, they have one now. There's a super long line to get in.
I feel like you would get priority treatment.
I don't know. I don't know if I could jump the line at the Cannabis Cafe. They used to, you know, Lowell Farms, which opened it. They've advertised on my shows, but
dude, you have to do a dining with Doug and Karen there.
Well, that'd be neat. You know that there's no weed in the food, right?
I thought there was weed in the food.
No, it's regular food. You could just smoke while you're eating it on the patio.
Well, Karen's going to be relieved.
But yeah, it's just the whole idea is that you could smoke while you're there, like a cafe in Amsterdam. Mm. So I assume that means they also don't have alcohol. So count me out.
So many needs.
You're both, baby.
That's what I'm looking for. It's a place that sells alcohol, but you could, you know, step outside and smoke weed. But that's called My Life. Yeah.
My Life.
My Life.
That's most bars with a patio.
Yeah. But let's meet you guys individually, starting with... Now, let's find out what you brought for the prize bag, starting with Amy. You always bring some wonderful stuff.
Oh.
Chelsea's excited. She hasn't even seen anything you've brought yet.
Well, it's not my best work, but... I brought a Britney Spears.
Whoa, hold on.
Wait, it's the one with the snake. Oh. She's wearing a snake.
I didn't know that she was one.
Oh, I want this.
She's
so
a Funko Pop with a snake.
I mean, you can have
you
it.
Can
I don't
have
care.
It. Does her hair come
what
on?
What I was
going
to say is I brought this for Dan, and in the prize bag, we
Thank
have
you,
some other items.
I love this.
In a sparkly prize bag.
You should hang on to it, Dan.
I'm gonna.
Okay.
I brought a vinyl copy of my album.
Oh, I love it. Can I have it?
I brought like 6 Rice Krispie Treats.
Oh, I do want one of those. It's going to hit the spot.
I had a friend stay at my house, and he just accidentally left behind like 200 Rice Krispie Treats.
How many? 200?
A lot. And I don't want to eat them anymore, and I'm concerned he's on heroin, but it's fine.
And it's the ones where you're
Well, who travels with a whole bag of Rice Krispie Treats?
But it's the ones where you're supposed to write a message on the front.
Nice. Oh, I should have done that.
And you can write something like, I love you so much, I hope you get diabetes.
I hope you kick the junk. Love, Amy. And then I brought this t-shirt that says Scenes from a Movie. It's my boyfriend's band.
Nice. That's
my boyfriend's band, and there's gonna be trouble.
Music.
But it's also in a beautiful sparkly bag.
Oh yeah, I got that at Bumbershoot.
Yeah, you really. Yeah, it's really nice. It's
I wore it when I was on drugs, and now I don't want to wear it so much.
It's one of those bags where you go like this. Ooh. Yeah, neat. Rosa Salazar, what did you bring?
I brought.
This is Rosa Salazar, Eyewitness News.
Whoa!
I brought a Fire TV stick made by Amazon.
What the hell?
Whoa!
On which to watch.
You sure you don't
Undone.
Want to keep that? Oh, okay. I
there
like
you go.
It.
Nobody wants the Fire Stick?
They should.
No, they love it.
Let me tell you about Fire Stick.
Yeah.
I enjoy it.
Give me that Fire Stick.
More than
I want
Apple
all
TV.
Of that Fire Stick.
Because I travel with
me
it.
Too.
Stick it in my hotel TV.
Oh, hotel TV.
Yeah, baby.
You're welcome.
So much excitement about the Fire Stick.
Well, it's true.
Dan, what did you bring? A Britney Spears Funko Pop figure?
I had two, so I brought one because I really enjoy it and I want to spread it. It is a copy of the book Sick in the Head by Judd Apatow, Conversations About Life and Comedy. And whoever wins the prize bag today will get, this isn't even announced yet, give me your name and you will get a free ticket to the live Dumb People Town December 2nd at Largo here in Los Angeles.
Okay.
Yeah, so you'll get this and a ticket to the show.
Is Judd a guest on that episode?
Yeah, honest to God, that is a distinct possibility, but we'll find out.
Okay. I like it. I like distinct possibilities.
Thank you. It's a
What's
good way
favorite?
Of sounding. Yeah. Because it makes it sound like you it could happen, but it's still totally a lie.
I'm going to read you the passage in this book where Judd mentions me.
Do it.
You know what page it's on?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
I remember it's in there.
It's going to take me a second to find it.
Read it. Let's but do like a Kaufman
really,
thing.
It's really beautiful.
I just saw Rosie O'Donnell. Is that you?
No. I mean, sometimes
go
when
to
he,
chapter
what he
Doug.
Means.
My time with Doug.
Oh wow, this is weird.
You should sign it next to your
it's
name.
It's really good.
If you can find it.
Yeah, Doug, you should sign the page that your name is on.
Oh, okay. I'll find it eventually.
Okay.
You want me to keep looking while you do the show?
No, let's talk to Matt about what he brought for the prize bag.
I just came from Austin and did the Altercation Fest. And they gave me this bag of free stuff that I don't really want. So there's like sunglasses and a Deep Eddy koozie and a there shot glass that looks like a skull and a keychain. It's all kinds of stuff in here. Yeah.
Nice.
When I moved to Los Angeles in 1985 to study screenwriting at the University of Southern California, A whole new world opened up to me. The comedy scene was booming back then. Suddenly, I was able to go to clubs and make friends with the fellow aspiring comedians. Many of those people, like Adam Sandler, Wayne Fetterman, Andy Kindler, David Spade, Jim Carrey, Doug Benson, and Todd Glass.
Todd Glass.
You guys stepped on Todd Glass. He'd be so upset.
Did they step on me?
Don't step on the glass.
Did they step on me? Did they start applauding because they knew my name was coming up?
They knew it was coming, Todd.
And Todd Glass. I kind of feel like they did.
And Todd Glass are still my friends today.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's nice.
I'm on the still friends list. So, yeah, thank you for bringing all that stuff, you guys. Someone's going to win all of it, but first I have to ask all of my guests, what was the last movie you saw, Amy Miller?
So last night I went to the Joe Bob Briggs thing for Beyond Fest. Did anybody go to that? Wasn't it awesome? Okay.
Love Joe Bob Briggs.
There was a long chunk about Burt Reynolds, so when I got home I watched The Last Movie Star, because I've been wanting to watch it, Adam Rifkin's movie. And it is so good. I cried within 3 minutes. I cried again maybe 15 minutes later. And at the end, ugly cry. Like weeping. Have you seen it?
I have not.
Oh, it's also on Amazon Prime, which you can watch with your new Fire Stick. After you finish Undone.
Undone, starring Rosa Salazar and Bob Odenkirk.
Yeah, it's super, super good. It was really sad. I can't believe he agreed to do that movie. It's nuts.
I'm glad he did. There's no crying in Douglas movies, to quote Tom Hanks. Rosa, what was the last movie you saw?
I watched Trouble Every Day, a Claire Denis film.
Oh. Why'd you have to get all fancy on this?
Because it's October. It's
French stuff.
Horror time.
Okay. Wait, Claire Denis does horror?
Yeah. Oh. Also. And also, other things.
Right, okay.
This one's pretty gory. Mm. And many people don't talk in the film. It's a very silent film.
Oh, it's like Bird Box?
You can talk in that movie.
Oh, you can talk in that?
Yeah.
You just can't talk in a quiet place.
You can't talk through your eyes.
You can't look at shit.
You can't look at shit. You can't smize.
Yeah, look away.
That's the tagline.
No smizing. Bird Box, no smizing. I like it. Hello, Netflix. Change the marketing. That movie was huge, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I gotta check it out still.
I think you're okay. You get it.
Dan?
Yes, I walked out of It Chapter 2.
Oh!
Now,
you don't have 3 hours with nothing better to do?
That was it. I was like, this isn't... I want to watch it. I finished. I love Stephen King, but I was like, "This, I don't need to do this for my entire Friday night." And the audience behind me was some of the dumbest people I've ever been around. They were like, "Oh, he's the bigger one of the fat kid," like loud talking to
about
each
you?
Other. And yes, and then the
nice.
The two women in front of me kept randomly filming the movie with their phones. But not enough to be pirating it. Just like they were like, "Ooh, this I like the cinematography in this scene."
And so there's that red balloon.
Right. Yeah.
I'm gonna film it.
My favorite part. There's a part where a person keeps screaming, "This isn't real," and then is breaking a chair over the table of things that are filled with things that they keep saying aren't real. And I'm like, I'll get back to this at some other time.
Wait. So what did you do with your time on that Friday when you left?
As any good basic bitch does, I went to Cheesecake Factory and had brown bread.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I swear to God. So, I would like to say it was
You're one of those brown bread basic bitches?
Hell yeah, dude. I'm a basic bitch, and I'm not ashamed
of it. You're a 4B bitch?
Hell yeah, dude.
He's a BBBW.
Yes. So, the last full movie I saw, sorry to give you a long answer, was Ready or Not. Which
here
I
come.
Yeah, that's what they should have. That's how when the credits roll. That's
ready
what it should have.
Not
here I come. You I can't hide.
There you go.
Better find me and take you. We're getting sued. We're getting sued, guys. This
ready
is
ready or not. Refugees taking over. Buffalo soldiers and like Rasta.
Oh yeah.
There's some great low-key energy on this episode. For all of us.
Carrie, no key. You guys, we haven't asked Matt yet.
It was at chapter two as well.
But you sat through the whole thing.
I did.
You went through it all?
I sat through that. You sat through that shit.
I love that one of the key plot points was that he had to sneak him hallucinogens.
It's weird because like, surprise, they went
I
together.
Snuck LSD in your
Dan
drink.
Dan just left.
I toughed it out. But I wouldn't do it again. You made the right call.
I would like, oh, this would be great on like a Saturday around 4 p.m. and I'll just watch
when you're
whole...
hungover. Yes. Yeah, for sure.
Would it?
I hope so. I'm going to find out.
A good movie to take a nap to.
There you go.
I watched it on a plane.
Did you walk out?
That's a great joke.
Circa 1983.
Yeah, I know.
But yeah. all right, we did it. We talked about the movies we saw. Oh, I just came back from a film festival called Fantastic Fest, which is the best fest. And
highlights.
Top three. I'm gonna give you my top three.
Can I guess one of them?
Okay.
Parasite.
Yeah, it's up there.
Joker.
Stop it.
Can I go three for three?
They didn't play Joker there.
Oh, damn it. Yeah, all right.
There was a rumor it was going to be a secret screening, but then the secret screening was The Lighthouse, which I spend most of my waking hours trying to unsee.
Ooh. Out of fear or dislike?
Out of just disgust.
Whoa.
Sadness.
Did you like The Witch?
Depression. What? No.
What? You don't like To Live Deliciously? It's a deep cut from The Witch. That's on you for not knowing it.
You know more about The Witch, you stupids. But it's
a rough watch.
It's interesting. I wouldn't completely discount it. Willem Dafoe and Pattinson, Robert Pattinson, really commit to their roles. And but it's unpleasant. It's like in a small square in the middle of the screen. It's in black and white. And it's just two guys in a fucking lighthouse driving each other mad.
Okay, that's all I need to know. I'm in. I can't wait.
You're excited about
it. I am.
You're excited about
Did
what
you like
I don't
Midsommar?
Like at all. I
Midsommar. Loved it.
Yep.
I've never heard anybody lay into the R like that. I don't know why you're making it.
I'm just pronouncing it the way it was meant.
Listen, Rosa. It's not Midsommar.
Yeah, it is.
I like that. I think there should be a new version of it. Midsommar. It's Midsommar, everybody.
So wait, top three, Parasite.
No, stop it.
Okay.
Why do you keep putting Parasites in my mouth?
Because I feel like that's in your top three.
Number one, Jojo Rabbit.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah. Number two, Knives Out.
Ooh, that was going to...
Yeah, number three, often heralded as a masterpiece, but still not as good as Parasite or Jojo Rabbit, is... Parasite.
Yeah, it is.
Not as good. I like Knives Out a little bit, but they're all of them are great.
Oh, hell yeah. All right, I can't wait to see
all them. Of them are totally worth your time and attention and will probably win some awards. And I'm trying to get people from those films to show up here on this show. So fingers crossed on that. Turn it off, Bert. Let the games begin. We got name tags. 9 or 10 of them. Go pick the one you like the best. Bring it back.
I thought I'd give it a shot.
And the games will start. Well, you do that, we'll do this, we'll be right back.
Today's show is brought to you in part by our pals at Comedy Central. This just in, Comedy Central has renewed Anthony Jeselnik's podcast for another season. Anthony Jeselnik is a famous comedian and TV star. Greg Rosenthal works as an analyst for the NFL Network. They have been best friends for 20 years, and now they have a podcast where the only goal seems to be getting fired each and every week. Listen in as Anthony and Greg make fun of current events, their producer, and each other. I'll never forget the time Anthony made fun of one of my guests on Doug Loves Movies, the esteemed critic Leonard Maltin. Of course, you probably remember it as well, when he told Leonard Maltin that he was the lucky Roger Ebert. Subscribe to the Jeselnik and Rosenthal Vanity Project to find out what happens. That's the Jeselnik and Rosenthal Vanity Project podcast. Snoochie Boochies, the stoner icons who first hit the screen 25 years ago, and Clerks are back. Jay and his hetero life mate, Silent Bob, return to theaters for a special two-day event with Jay and Silent Bob Reboot, starring Kevin Smith and Jason Mewes. Presented by Fathom Events and Saban Films. When Jay and Silent Bob discover that Hollywood is rebooting an old movie based on them, the clueless New Jersey duo embark on another cross-country mission to stop it all over again. Tuesday, October 15th will feature an exclusive pre-recorded video introduction from Kevin Smith and Jason Mewes, and the first 50 people at each location will receive a limited edition poster while supplies last. Then, on Thursday, October 17th, experience an epic double feature of Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, followed by Jay and Silent Bob Reboot. Both evenings will also feature additional exclusive bonus content. Tickets for Jay and Silent Bob Reboot, written and directed by Silent Bob himself, Kevin Smith, can be purchased online at fathomevents.com or at participating theater box offices. Back to the show!
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
All right, we're back. Who are you playing on behalf of, Amy?
I think Ian. It says Gremlins 2, the new hash. Smoke it up, bro. Man, that gremlin is smoking a big fat joint, and Doug's in a desk drawer.
Yeah, I'm peeking out of a drawer.
About to grab that joint, probably.
Yeah, sneaky like that.
He's got a really old computer. Good luck, Ian. Not very good.
Okay, yeah. Well, you have won before.
Sure.
Yeah.
On a technicality.
Rosa.
Sarah Stosky. Forgetting Sarah Stosky.
Oh, okay.
A full name.
She
it's a hand-drawn one.
It's a hand-drawn with stick figures.
What drew you to it?
Just the sheer lack of effort put in. It's folded in four.
Is it on the back of your Airbnb instructions?
Yeah, it is. It says Santa Monica, Robertson Boulevard. Looking for a lively, colorful crowd? Best place to go drinking, dancing. Be this little corner of the West Hollywood.
With my good friends, Doug Benson and Todd Glass. That's weird.
Does it say that?
Have fun, Shayna.
All right. Thanks, Shayna Stosky.
She was traveling, so she couldn't. I took pity.
Yeah. She came from Toronto.
I don't want to forget Sarah Stosky.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
Excellent choice. Dan?
Ty Loves Lucy.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's very nice.
It's a little haphazard.
Yeah, if this was Doug Loves TV.
That's a good point.
Yeah, I really went rogue on that TV. That TV shit, but they still got picked. So good luck. Matt?
Hereditony.
Yeah.
That's so good.
That was the standout in my mind.
It looks like you caught Doug jerking off, which I love the most.
That's not a dick. That's a joint.
A joint that you hold like a dick, though.
That's what I do. That's what I do. God, and then some Sour Patches are
attached and a joint, to that, which I'm definitely keeping.
Yeah. Oh, okay. See, now we get to the heart of why you picked a Redditoni. But good job, dude. One of those four people is going to win all the stuff we brought tonight. Good luck to everybody. This first game is a little something that I call Live, Die, Repeat. I'm going to say the title of a motion picture slowly. First one of you to repeat it back correctly in its entirety.
It's so stupid.
It's the dumbest game, but it's super fun. first person to repeat it back correctly wins.
What? Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm ready.
It sounds crazy. Dan, let me see your face.
You got it.
I'll scoot.
There you go. Yeah, I gotta see. Dan, quit hiding. Come out of the shadows.
I was born in the shadows.
I grew up in the shadows. I went...
Yep, back to one for Bane, guys. Back to one. We're going to redo it. All right, resetting. First team in, last looks. Bane,
I was born in the shadows. I was in the shadows K through 9.
Okay, again, Bane, that is not the line. Back to one for Bane, guys. Okay, last looks.
For Bane.
I was born in the shadows. And I liked it, so I stayed.
Nope, Bane, again, that is not the
plot. Shadows, it turns out, were rent controlled.
Okay, cut.
So I was able to just continue on in the shadows.
Cut. Okay, re-rack. Back to one. First team coming in, last looks. Okay, Bane, you know the line. Say it right, please, so we can get out of here tonight.
I'd say I'm going to be in my trailer, but I'd rather be in the shadows.
You know what? We're just going to have to fix it in post.
I could do that all night. But... Oh, here.
So you're going to say it slowly and then we just all yell at you.
Yeah.
All right.
That's what I like.
Okay.
Yeah, just, you know, you guess as often as you like until somebody gets it. City.
Of Angels.
City.
Slickers. City Slickers.
City Slickers. The Hunt for Curly's Gold.
City. Slickers.
City Slickers.
City Slickers 2.
The Legend of Curly's Gold.
What'd you say?
City Slickers 2. The Legend of Curly's Gold.
That's the correct answer.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Hey, he said
did you
whoever
say
he
the
hears
whole thing?
I did. I did say the whole thing right
yes,
to you.
That's
I said it all. I guess we'll never know. You can only go off the person you heard, right? Because the game is you, whoever you hear, say it first in its entirety. And
yeah,
that would
but
be
I
me.
I can't unhear Matt saying it, and he did.
Let's do it again. Go back to one, guys. We're going to do this round again.
City
Slickers 2, The Legend of Curly's Gold. You can't start
starring Billy Crystal.
You guys owe each other a Coke. You jinxed.
You jinxed
each other. You totally jinxed it. All right, we're going to call Matt the winner of that because it's his first time out in California. So with the time difference, with the 3 hour.
Yeah.
And also I just won. So that was it.
Yeah, that was the other thing is he did win. He did legitimately win.
We'll never know. It's not recorded,
it's
so we'll never know.
It's fake news for sure. It's definitely hashtag fake news. This next game, I'm so excited about this game because today it's going to come with an extra audio visual component.
Ooh.
Yeah, that I will share later.
What?
That's what we call a tease in the business, guys.
That's how there's not even going to be a commercial break between now and when it happens, and yet I'm still teasing something.
I love it.
Just to get people to continue to listen. Actually, if you're listening, you're going to be disappointed because, like I said, it's video. But that's why we have the screen down, Amy.
Oh. Ooh. Yeah. Do we get to find five differences?
You know, that would have been a great idea. But now we're going to play How Long Is It?
Yeah.
I'll name something, and the four of you have to guess how long it is.
We just yell at you.
No, this is civilized gamesmanship and gameswomanship. I'm going to start with Matt, then go to Dan, then Rosa, then Amy.
How long in time?
How long in whatever length?
Like when I played, it is. The only time I've gotten this right, and maybe even played, was the question was, how long was Tom Hanks on that island?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, in the movie Forrest Gump.
Oh.
And the island I'm referring to is Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
Which he never visits in that film. So
no, that's Sleepless in Seattle. Minutes. How long was he in Manhattan in Sleepless in Seattle?
All right. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
What is the total, and Matt goes first, what is the total running time of all the movies Tom Hanks was in that were directed by Gary Marshall?
If we go over, are we out? Like, can I say 1 minute?
You got it. You could. You could play that.
I doubt you'd be over, though.
No.
Yeah, but it's closest without going over. Price is Right rules.
I'll say. Because
Price is Right does rule.
9 hours.
Spay and neuter your cats. Dogs, I guess.
Just spay and neuter.
Does
all
he say cat? Just cats or dogs?
Your pets.
Too?
Your pets. All pets. The pets. Lizards. Mice.
Turtles.
Turtles.
Hamsters.
Turtles love the fuck.
Hamsters.
Everything and your children. Neuter them.
The kids.
Yes. That's what Drew Carey says. Now he changed it a little bit.
That's not true. Do you ever want to go see Price is Right?
100%.
I would love to.
Okay, yep. I'll hook all you guys up.
What? Are you also on Drew Carey's friends list?
I know a guy. I know
still?
A guy. His name's Drew Carey. And he was like, if you have any friends who want to come to the show, just let me know.
That's but a good you, Drew Carey.
Thank
talk.
You very much.
Very good.
Thank you.
Will you come and we can have like
yeah, let's
I
all
already
do it.
I went I went recently and probably got enough of it, but it was super fun.
Amy, okay. Let's do it.
I'd love There's to.
There's a Ian. Let's go.
I'm in.
Matt?
Totally.
Okay.
You'll be on camera with a little, you know, name tag that says your name.
Oh, I've seen it.
And they won't, but it's funny. You're sitting there going, after a while, you're like, I hope they call me. You know, like they're not going to call you down because you're Drew Carey's guest, but I still got excited.
Oh, so we can't get called down?
Well, let's go regular.
Yeah.
I don't want to go.
That's much less exciting.
I know,
well, we can
right?
just sign up.
Yeah, game shows, people that know the guy, like, you know.
Yeah, standards.
Alex Trebek is going to be like, hey, you want to come be on Jeopardy to his buddies in a bar?
Standards and practices will not let you do it.
Yeah. So what'd you guess, Matt?
9 hours.
Let's go 9 hours for the films with Tom Hanks directed by Gary Marshall. What do you think, Dan?
222 minutes.
Okay. Matt goes 9 hours. Dan is 2 hours. 22? No.
Yeah, 222
What do you
minutes.
Think, Rosa?
Well, going with the Price is Right theme, I'm going to go 223 minutes, Doug.
Okay. It gets harsh on that show when people add that extra dollar on a bid because the next, you know, the other person's fucked because what are the chances?
Remember when Aaron Paul got on?
Yeah.
That's one of my faves.
Amy?
1 minute, Doug.
Oh,
well done. Well done.
And it was great.
Does anybody else feel like the answer is zero?
People are very excited for you. No, they did work together.
Oh, okay.
Yeah
that's why there's going to be video. That's why there's going to be video. I just pulled that's my phone out of my pocket to see what time it is, and there's a big clock right there.
Are we looking now?
No, no. Oh. I don't know what... Yeah, you guys are way too excited about the video.
You keep teasing.
But Amy and Dan are still conferring. What's up?
Oh, I was just trying to think of one movie he directed. I couldn't think of any.
We were just planning our Price is Right outfits.
Mm-hmm. That might be my favorite Doug chuckle of all time. Welcome to Doug Loves Chuckles.
Hashtag Doug Chuckle. Twitter, you hear this? Don't forget... Twitter, can you hear? Twitter, can you hear me?
Let's make that musical.
All right, I'm going to write that down for a hashtag for the show, Doug Chuckle. All right. The fact of the matter is that he was in one Gary Marshall directed movie called Nothing in Common that came in at 1 hour and 58 minutes. It's easy to think he might have been in more Gary Marshall's because A League of Their Own and Big were directed by Penny Marshall. Mm. Yeah, so it's a real good trick question. And that means Amy wins that one. Yeah.
Nothing in Common.
Ian.
Nothing in Common, also a great movie. Well, Jackie Gleason.
Let's go ahead and look at a clip from Nothing in Common.
Filmed in Chicago.
Are you in it?
This scene was filmed in Los Angeles, and behind that blonde lady right there, that's me with glasses. And Tom Hanks delivers an unpleasant message, and then you'll get to see my reaction to it. Here we go.
He's an ad
economics, yeah. Philosophy. That's really good, because advertising is the applied distillation of everything we know. Just ask Mr. Buzzword here. I love what I do. I'm not writing the great American novel. I don't have a manuscript in my desk. I don't want to direct movies. I don't want to paint. I like advertising. If you think you like it too, well, give it a shot. Just remember, though, if you choke, you could end up like Mr. Buzzword. Isn't that right, Ted?
See, look at me. I don't like that at all. What the fuck was that? I'm just sitting here trying to learn about advertising and chop a head off of a little doll.
So cute.
You can stop the movie now. I don't know why it's still going.
It's a screening now.
Let's see the rest of it.
So good. It's so good.
Jackie Gleason's last movie and one of my first.
That's awesome.
You look like Brandon Wardell.
Oh. I'll take that as a compliment.
Yeah.
Sure.
It's not.
Hashtag Doug Clips.
He's not a good kid, but he's cute. I mean, nightmare to work with, but he's funny.
What's happening?
I'm just fucking around. He's fine.
He's all right.
No, he's good.
He's been on the show a few times. All right, so let's do a little game to determine our winner today called Last Man Stanton.
Yeah.
I've predetermined, pre-selected people from the audience to suggest a name for this game. And it's just sort of a weird coincidence that the person who made that terrible name tag but schlepped it all the way from Toronto had to get it through TSA. Had to get it through international customs, that amazing sign. Or did you make it here? You might have made it here. It's pretty smart. We wait till you get into the country before you make a sign like that, because we don't want any red flags when you're going through security. And it's Sarah. Sarah Stosky.
That's right.
Yeah, she's the person I picked off of Twitter. So this seems unfair, but also she doesn't know what movie stars Dan Van Kirk likes or appreciates. Mm-hmm. So it's not really that unfair.
Agreed.
So let's go ahead and see what you got. What do you have for... what do you do in Canada, by the way?
In Canada or in L.A.?
Wait, do you live in Canada?
I do.
Yeah. So what do you do there? What do you mean? You have a job here as well?
No.
Since you're while you're visiting, you have a job?
I do.
Delivering papers?
No, I work in events, so I'm doing an event in L.A.
What kind of event are you doing in L.A.? A super exciting corporate event. Mm-hmm. Sounds like you don't want to say.
No, it's just like a meeting.
Holiday party at Nakatomi Plaza. Yeah.
Will you be making all the decorations for this?
Okay.
Because I don't know. They should hire someone else.
We do the art in-house.
These decorations suck, Sarah. Well, I was busy making something else. I was busy doing a true masterpiece. So, yeah, so it's almost like kind of like you're moonlighting a little bit.
I mean, just living my best life.
Living your best life. All right. So what's your suggestion, Sarah?
Matt Damon.
Matt Damon. How do you like those apples?
Doug.
What?
Don't do that.
Come on.
All right. So that's everyone on the panel seems... nonplussed.
It's fine.
I'm into it.
Totally. You're into it?
Yeah.
You're excited. Should we get a second name?
Yeah.
Should we do a double? Matt Damon and another name?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's go to someone else in the audience who is very excited about his name that he has for us. In fact, he says he has a list, but we only need one. Where's Mighty Boognish sitting this evening? Hey, dude.
Howdy.
There you are. Jason, right?
Yes.
I've seen you in the post-show sessions. And what do you think, Jason? Would you have a name that's better than Matt Damon? Maybe a lady?
Oh, I didn't have a lady.
Oh, he didn't have a lady. Typical Jason.
Yeah. Way to go, man.
God damn it.
You're ready to book a comedy club.
I hope he comes back with Lauren Holly.
Danny DeVito. Oh my God, we're gonna be here all night. So it's Matt Damon and Danny DeVito. Films only, so you can't say It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia or Jimmy Kimmel Live.
Are we doing them at the same time?
Yeah, we are.
Oh
no,
from either one.
Yeah, we're going in order.
Okay.
Well.
Yeah, but we.
Don't listen to him.
Yeah, you can name a film when it's your turn. Name a film. That features Matt Damon or Danny DeVito, and you've got one lifeline. You can go to the person whose name tag you chose once. I would hope, Rosa, that that Sarah would know at least one Matt Damon movie since it was her idea. And then if your lifeline is no help, you can phone a celebrity, but we all have to agree it's a celebrity, and then they have to pick up their phone, which celebrities don't do. Unless you got a really good one. Unless you got a really nice person ready to go. Who would you call, Amy?
For a celebrity?
Uh-huh.
What level of celebrity do they have to have?
This audience has to be like, yep, that's a celebrity.
Oh, shit. I don't know.
Who you got?
Maybe one of the Sklars.
Yeah, Sklar brother. Yeah, people are fired up about that.
Or Tom Segura.
Yeah, that's a really good one. All right, so that's the idea. You'll just have to call somebody, but your lifeline's going to help you out.
It'll be fine. Yeah. Something will happen.
Something will happen. Doug loves movies. Something will happen.
Hashtag Doug chuckle.
All right, I'm going to make something will happen. The other hashtag for this show. Something will. I write these down and I forget about them. All right. So we start with who won that last game?
I won the first round. Live, Die, Repeat.
Liars. No, but who won the?
I really
who won.
Who won?
How long is it? Amy did.
Amy.
Yes, Amy. Okay, so we'll switch the order around. We'll go Amy, then Rosa, then Dan, and Matt, and then me, because I like to play along, and I know plenty of Matt Damon and Danny DeVito movies. So good luck. good luck surpassing.
Oh my.
I don't want to say beating, because I don't want to encourage anyone to beat me.
Am I going?
Yes, please.
Good Will Hunting.
That's smart. Get that one out of the way.
Thank you.
Good Will Hunting. My pen's not working, so I'm just going to pretend to jot these down. Rosa.
Talented Mr. Ripley.
Mm.
Batman.
Dan.
Oh. Batman Returns.
Dan.
Oswald Cobblepot.
Dan.
Mm-hmm.
Batman Returns.
Mm-hmm.
Who's in that?
Matt Damon.
He was a little boy. Matt.
Ocean's 11.
Oh, you're going to do that, are you? I can't just let that happen. Ocean's 12.
Okay. The Martian. Why is that funny? Is there
no
an
reason?
Ocean's 13?
Maybe.
Yeah, Rosa. There is.
I didn't know if it had more of a title, so I just didn't risk it. You should say it.
Ocean's Matilda.
Ah!
That was my other one.
Coming at everybody hard.
Ocean's 13.
Dan says it. He doesn't care. He'll fucking say it.
I'm the Doug Loves Movies bad boy.
Dan Van Kirk, he'll say anything. Matt.
The Bourne Identity.
Oh.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
He's a franchise,
like to open the
man.
Sequels. Yep.
Here we go.
I'm going to say it just because it's exciting when any movie has an exclamation point in it, in the title. Oh, what's happening?
Got a pen. Woo. Audience pen.
Oh.
It says...
My old pen that doesn't work is now in the prize bag.
Pitalaya's restaurant.
This is a nice one. You can click it.
Ooh. You tell me that has a retractable ballpoint?
Yeah, you know it's good when you can go like, not now, pen. Mm-hmm. You go ahead and hide right now, pen. In the shadows.
That's not the line. Back to one, please. We're having a day with Bane here.
Having a day with Bane.
Bane is a spokesman for a pen. It's a restaurant.
Pitalaya.
What's the name of the restaurant on here?
Pitalaya.
She doesn't even know. Yeah, it's like Pitalaya.
Fleming's restaurant.
Yeah, where is this even? She doesn't even know. She'll take a pen from anywhere.
It's got a foreign phone number.
Yeah, this is a trip. All right. So that's the end of that bit.
No more pen stuff.
I don't even know how to continue. Pen bit. Whose turn is it? Me?
Yeah.
It's on me, and I got to do... Oh, I had such a good idea that I was going to say.
Then you went on that pen rant.
Oh, exclamation point in a title.
Yeah.
When it's not necessary. The Informant!
Nice.
I'm going to say Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Oh, nice.
/ Goodwill Hunting 2, Hunting Season.
Applesauce, bitch.
Jay and Silent Bob, the reboot opens soon.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, dug out to them. Rosa.
The Departed.
Yeah. Ah, yes. You rat.
All right.
It's a literal rat at the end of that movie. I get it. It's about rats. Dan?
The Bourne Ultimatum.
Oh, okay. You picked up what Matt was throwing down.
Yep.
I can't remember the names of those movies, you know. They all sound like a...
You're about to hear another one.
They all sound like...
That's right.
They all sound like a pasta special I don't want to order. Go ahead, Matt.
The Bourne Supremacy.
Yeah. That's you get that in all the breadsticks you want at Olive Garden.
Don't say what's in my head, because it might be my last
thing. I'm not going to say the one in your head. I've definitely... Check this out. You're going to be so happy.
Don't do it.
There's no way this is in your head. No way in a million years. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Thor Ragnarok.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Yeah, Matt Damon has a cameo in that.
Twins.
Wow.
Noise. Noise. Ford versus Ferrari.
There you go. Go, Joel.
Oh. Yeah,
it's premiered. It has premiered.
Okay, if you say so, Dan.
It was at TIFF, I think. We bought a zoo.
Yeah, we did.
I don't need to know about what's going on in your life. I need you to answer.
It's a hell of a mess.
The question. We bought a zoo. That should have an exclamation point.
That's what I thought it was going to be.
We bought a zoo! How can we afford it? We don't know anything about animals.
We got to spay all these.
I forgot to mention that The Martian was, of course, the winner of the Golden Globe for Best Comedy.
That's hilarious.
We need to not forget
so
that.
So funny.
So goddamn funny.
Is that for real?
Yes.
Hilarious.
Wow.
Matt Damon won for Best Comedic Performance.
That Hollywood Foreign Press.
All those potato growing scenes.
Yeah. And fertilizing with his own shit.
When he got stabbed. That's so funny. That's
LOL.
Commitment.
Interstellar.
Oh. Sorry. I'm going to go with, let's go back to DeVito.
Yeah, do it.
Mm-hmm. Let's bang out some DeVitos. And
yes.
Let's throw Mama from the train.
Damn it.
Jay and Silent Bob, the reboot.
Oh, listen to you cheater.
How's that cheating?
It's not out yet.
It's done.
You're done.
I'm not yet.
Okay, you can stay. Rosa?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, right? You go to your lifeline. Early lifeline isn't a bad idea.
Yeah, don't forget Sarah Stosky.
You did the Matt Damon Batman.
Right.
I'm going to do Oswald Cobblepot's Batman. Is that...
What?
Matt Damon was never Batman.
I'm not talking about Matt Damon. I'm talking about the penguin, Oswald Cobblepot, played by Danny DeVito.
He was talking about the penguin.
Let her have it. She's on a roll.
You're right. You're doing great.
Wait.
Yeah, it was a joke. I was saying Danny DeVito.
I thought he was in the, he was the
Robin.
Oh, like
the later ones? No. That's Chris O'Donnell.
Oh, right. Yeah. So I'm going to stop there. Lifeline, Sarah Stosky.
Let's do it.
What's that?
Elysium.
Elysium.
Nice. Yes, that's a good one.
Oh,
I mean,
thank God.
Not the movie, but your answer. Dan?
Rounders.
Whoa. That's a classic, classic Damon.
Damn it.
Matt?
Deadpool 2.
Whoa.
Oh, boy, Sarah Stosky.
Who's in that?
Matt Damon.
What does he do?
He's one of the country bumpkins that are in the
That's
truck.
Right.
Talking about
That's
wiping
right.
his ass.
That's right. Good
pull, Matt.
Good, thanks,
very
man.
Good. Very good, because Brad Pitt's got a funny cameo in there, too. That it could easily be confused like I did in my head. Let's go for Damon. Let's go with Courage Under Fire.
Nice. He almost killed him in that. Don't laugh. Let that sit.
Yeah. Just think about how we could have not, there never would have been The Informant!
I might have this confused with another movie, but I'm going to say School Ties.
That is right.
Yes.
Yeah.
With Brendan Fraser.
Yep.
Yeah.
Are you so impressed I'm still in the game, you asshole?
No, that's a good answer.
Oh, thank you so much.
Technically, you were out in that last round, but that's fine.
I absolutely was not. It's finished.
It hasn't premiered.
Let's call Kevin. I don't know him.
Pollock. Hey, Kevin Pollock. I have a question.
My phone was upside down.
It's not a living, breathing movie until it's premiered. It's not a movie at the point of conception.
It's premiered in some places at advanced screenings because I got invited, couldn't make it, too busy.
Oh, okay.
Oh, too busy for Ford versus Ferrari. All right, where are we at, Rosa?
We're at me.
Yeah, you got this. Any movie?
Midsommar. No, I'm just kidding. I'm going to say A Big Fish. I was saying Big Fish. I wasn't saying A Big Fish. I was just putting a flair on it.
You're just saying Big Fish because Danny DeVito's in Big Fish. Yes,
he is. Sarah Stosky.
Yes. Danny.
Yes.
Danny Van Kirk.
Yes.
What do you think?
Oh, God.
Ty, hit me.
Oh, he's going to tie with
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Wow.
Cuckoo. Matt.
That was beautiful.
Matt.
The Adjustment Bureau.
There you go.
Oh, man. Wow. That is the best movie with fedoras ever.
They're just adjusting their hats the whole time.
Here, let me get you. I'll get your hat. Can you get my hat? Thank you. I'll get your hat, too. There you go.
So much.
All the hats have been adjusted in the bureau.
We're in a bureau.
You guys are ruthless people.
I just remember that trailer. It was a lot of fedoras and people walking out of doors. It's just a lot of like door closing and fedoras.
Yeah, well, you got to go through a door to get in and out of the bureau.
Yeah.
Ian.
Eurotrip? Yep, Eurotrip. I was hanging on to that, Ian. Way to look it up on your fucking phone, man. I knew I shouldn't have sat in this seat.
Oh, yeah. Is this where it ends?
Ooh, what? He is in that. He is in that.
What? No, you got this. Danny DeVito, he's that little guy that was in those movies.
Yeah.
And Matt Damon, who's slightly taller. And was born to be a movie star.
Born. Mm-hmm. He was born.
Yeah.
That was his identity.
I mean, anytime you see it... Anytime you see him in anything, anytime you see Matt Damon in anything, I personally feel like his performance sticks with you.
I don't know if it's on you or. I'm gonna say stuck on you.
Stuck on you is correct.
Yes. Yeah. Sarah Stosky. Hashtag Doug Chuckle.
Dan.
To me?
Yeah.
Invictus.
Oh, I don't know about
More
that.
More like Indictus.
Yeah.
Is that one of them? I'll check when it's my turn.
The Lorax.
The Lorax? What the fuck is happening? This isn't right.
It's cute. It's super cute.
Ugh, this whole game is going south. Going south.
Oh, whoa. Full title.
Oh, what?
Full title.
Which movie did you say, Matt?
Dr. Seuss's
is the Lorax.
The Lorax. Okay. Oh, okay. Dr. Seuss's.
Shut up.
Some people really like the letter S, and when you say too many of them, Dr. Seuss's. Seuss's. Dr. Seuss's Lorax's. But anyway, I said going south. Amy?
I think I'm done. It's just not happening.
There's no reason to retire from comedy. You should stay in the game. And but thanks for playing.
Thanks for having me. Sorry, Ian. What are you going to do?
Oh,
I mean, Ian really put a lot of work into that name tag.
He did. So you really, with crayons.
You really let him down.
I tried my best, though. I really did.
I guess your best wasn't good enough.
I know.
Jesus Christ.
It happens all the time. I'm in Hollywood.
Yeah. Rosa?
Person got so sad.
Shh. I was just buying time with the shh.
I mean, DeVito, all you got to do is think about,
Damon,
you know.
DeVito. Damon. DeVito. Can I just do that?
One of Matt Damon's, or I mean, DeVito's iconic, mm-hmm. Right? We're all thinking it.
I'm not thinking it yet. Just keep going.
Let me see if I can give you another clue.
Why did I get clues?
Because you weren't patient. You just checked out. You checked out. You said, I'm done.
Right? You should have stayed in the room until the room service comes around or housekeeping says, you got to get out. You checked out too soon.
That's what I do.
Nothing?
No, wait. It's coming.
Danny DeVito, he's like, ah! And Matt Damon is like,
okay.
What if I buy time like this?
Don't take it away. I'm gonna say, fuck Sarah Stosky.
That's what I do when I get nervous. Daddy.
It's a tough one.
It's a tough one. Is he in Burn After Reading?
Which one?
Matt Damon.
Oh, that's a great guess, but no.
No, fuck!
Yeah. That was a good guess.
Thanks.
Good guess.
I tried.
He should be in there. He really should.
Yeah, he should.
All right, Dan?
You've got one.
Got like four.
Oh. Sorry, Sarah. Wait, can I still call someone famous just for fun?
Yes. Yeah, who are you going to call?
Wait, I'll wait. If I can get a redo.
The Bourne Legacy?
I think, maybe.
That's the one with Jeremy Renner.
There's got to be like a picture of him at some point or something.
Then I will go with Team America World Police.
Yeah! But he's not in that!
Matt Damon!
He's not voiced by Matt Damon, though.
I will accept it.
What? You fucker! Sarah Sosky, we were robbed.
I'm definitely going to lose.
Because Matt Damon is in that movie. He's referred to as Matt Damon.
Just to show you up.
Matt's going to win this. Matt Fernandez is going to win this anyway. Go ahead, Matt.
Hercules.
Yes.
Ew, Matt, that's DeVito.
Yeah, I'll give you another DeVito. What's the worst that could happen?
Oh, that's what I had.
Oh, shit. Dan?
The Bourne Conspiracy.
Oh.
I think he's just making titles.
Matt.
The Bourne Conservancy.
What else you got, Matt?
The Bourne Indulgence.
Renaissance Man.
Yeah.
I love that.
Other people's money.
Nice.
Back to you, Dan.
Oh, I just thought of Romancing the Stone.
Yeah.
What?
Matt.
Oh. What?
Romancing the Stone's got Danny DeVito.
It wasn't Dan's turn.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was. You were waiting for you to call
now
somebody.
Now it's Matt's turn.
The Wall?
What's that?
The Great Wall?
The Great Wall.
Oh my God, yeah. Yeah, that's the Great Wall.
I was like, literally, I'm like, that's too dumb of a title. That can't be what it was.
It was not a smart movie.
First, yeah.
Even the audience was like, oh, hey.
Yeah, he did do that.
Mm-hmm. Usually they're like, yes.
Call that a Tom Sawyer
movie. I bummed
movie.
Out everyone with that answer.
I'm going to say my next answer, I'm going to do a Sean Connery impression.
Do it.
For my next answer. Dogma.
Yeah, that's the one I was trying to fucking think of. That's what I was trying to.
That's I should kill myself.
War of the Roses.
Yes. Yeah. Matt.
Tony, I think I'm gonna need your help.
Oh, Tony.
Tell him no.
Yeah. Don't tell. What?
The Van. The Van. Is it a movie called The Van?
Yeah,
that sounds feasible.
Right.
Do you mean Theo Vaughn?
The Vaughn. Do you mean RV?
I thought of another good.
Do you mean Bannon, the 2015 documentary?
For DeVito, I'm going to go with Wiener Dog. Wiener Dog.
Wow.
Yeah, don't watch it if you like dogs. If you like dogs, turn it off.
Or movies.
Yeah. Dan?
Dunstan Checks In.
Oh, you son of a bitch. Who's in that?
DeVito.
As what?
Dunstan?
No.
Don't you remember he checks in?
He does not play Dunstan.
He's like, whoa! You know what? You're going to tell me that he's not in it? I'm going to tell you why he is. Because I know for a matter of fact that he actually is in the movie. And they fucking know he is, and they don't say it.
All right, you're out, Todd.
Matt. Am I out? Because I've been out for many years. And a hard thing, and I'm sitting there, they're close to the ambulance. I'm like, oh, like, I'm not dating that guy. Everybody knows I am. It's my favorite Todd Glass bit.
Matt.
I think I'm out. I think I'm done.
What about
baby?
What about Dumbo?
The new one.
Oh.
Yeah. He's a new Dumbo.
I knew that. Why didn't I, Sarah?
Yeah. I thought you were going to call somebody.
Why didn't you do
I could just call someone if you want.
Yeah, Rosa, call somebody.
Who should we call, guys?
What was your idea?
Stephen Baldwin.
I'm going to call.
You got to call somebody.
Odenkirk.
Call somebody that's going to pick up.
Let's call Bob.
Call your dad. Call your dad. And when he answers, you got to go, Dad?
Wait, let's see if he's in this phone. He might not be. Oh, that's Bib. That's Bib Odenkirk.
His evil brother.
This is my new old phone, so we got to call Robert Rodriguez instead. Because this
That's
11:15 Austin time. Let's see what he's probably he's probably making pizza with Jon Favreau right now. You've seen it. You love to see it.
Siri, call Robert Rodriguez on speaker.
Oh,
you make that bitch do everything for you.
Really talk her through it.
Is this gonna work?
I don't know.
Theory.
Oh.
I'm getting nervous.
I just saw From Dusk Till Dawn the other day.
What is she? What is she calling me?
It's worth it just to hear his voicemail outgoing.
Okay, cool.
He's gonna think something's wrong with me.
That's what's gonna happen. We're gonna hear.
Yeah, of course he is. It's 11:15.
You know how to change time zones. We get it.
Dude, I'll never stop.
Forward it to an automatic voice message.
What?
This is crazy.
Wow, he's really good with voices.
Shit. We gotta edit that out.
Oh, hi Robert. It's Rose. I'm on a podcast.
Sorry, I just gave away your number
she just
to everybody.
Started apologetic.
Love you.
What was Danny DeVito in?
More Spy Kids.
I can't just look. I can't literally can't turn it off. No. Watch. I gotta do this. Siri, open Waze. And I
what? What is happening? All right, so really Ryan, make sure you don't bleep the phone number of Mr. Robert Rodriguez.
Every single time.
No, but I'm saying every time you call Robert Rodriguez, he talks like an automated voice.
No, he changed his outgoing. It was so funny.
I believe you.
All right, I'm going to call another famous person.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
Matt Fernandez is our winner.
You're welcome.
All right, where's the person you're playing for? Where are they at?
It's right there.
Hey, come get your stuff. All those bags.
Woo!
Congratulations.
Woo! Tony! Hey!
Hey, I'm real proud of you, Tony. Real good.
You did it.
You got
thank
it, Tony.
Tony, thank you, buddy.
You made up the movie Van. You
people
did it.
People really do win.
Van? You just said a word you know. That's not fair.
Chair. All right, so we're going to hashtag this episode, Doug Chuckle, and something
will happen.
Something will happen. What do you got to... Hiccups. What do you got to plug, Matt Fernandez?
You can watch my one-hour special on Amazon Prime right now.
Nice.
I'll be in Winter Haven, Florida next Woo! Weekend at the Ritz Theater. You can come see me.
Awesome.
Woo!
Fat Fernandez on Twitter.
Oh, yeah, Fat Fernandez on Twitter.
Daniel Van Kirk.
I would like to tell you that you can follow me at Daniel Van Kirk, listen to my podcast Pen Pals, which is me and Rory Scovel, Dumb People Town, which is me and the Sklar Brothers, and you can catch me finishing up the Together Tour. Go to DanielVanKirk.com, where I am coming to New York, Philly, Boston, Albany, Rochester, Cleveland, Cincinnati, Louisville, Nashville, Milwaukee, and Detroit. I'm probably forgetting a couple cities, so come out and see all that. I am ending my tour on November 15th in Rochelle, Illinois, my hometown. So go to DanielVanKirk.com for all those dates and come say hi.
Oh, no. Rosa Salazar with Bob Odenkirk on where? Where do you see it?
We see Undone on Amazon Prime.
Amazon Prime. Nice. And
Bird Box on Netflix.
Very
Bird
good.
Box is on Netflix. I'm going to watch it.
You should.
I want to see it.
I think you'd like it.
Okay. Thank you. And Alita Battle Angel. Am I still plugging that one?
Sure.
And Alita Battle Angel. Can you bleep out Robert's number when this goes to air?
Yeah. I
didn't know I was going to do that.
Yeah. No, it's cool.
Yeah.
Some people here in the room clearly jotted it down, but
did someone jot it down?
I don't think it'll be a problem.
This guy is shaking his head so guilty.
I memorized it.
Undone on Amazon Prime.
Okay. Amy Miller.
Okay, tonight, Wednesday, October 2nd, I'll be in Kansas City at the Comedy Club of Kansas City. October 16th, I'm headlining Helium Comedy Club in Portland.
Hell yeah.
The end of... What? Shut the fuck up. Remember from that other episode?
If you want to get accosted by Amy.
Hey, I need a plug, okay? I'm on door deals out here, everybody. The end of October, I'll be at the Reno Laugh Factory with Jackie Fabulous. And at some time in November, I'll be at Cap City with the Sklars. And listen to my podcast, Who's Your God?
Woo! Yay!
Yes!
Who's Your God? Listen to Who's Your God, damn it.
Maybe someday Doug will do it.
I like to blaspheme. You guys know where all my stuff is at. And Austin, Texas for New Year's goes on sale on October 7th, CapCityComedy.com. This has been a delight. Thank you guys for coming out. Thank you to Matt Fernandez, Daniel Van Kirk, Rosa Salazar, and Amy Miller. As always, positive energy.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart.